Start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Hanan.
Chaim's my father. As a short vart, the Pasha says, a person lends as oni imoch, and when the Pasuk says, the Lashon of the Stocher after that, so Chazal say, when it comes to lending, there's halacha, you have to always lend with Eidim. Mustn't lend b'tzina someone, because otherwise, Chas Shom, after he decides he doesn't owe him the money, then you're in trouble and you're causing him to be able to lie. And therefore, or you have Eidim, or you have a shtar.
I need money magic.
And talking about when you lend money, Ksav Yad, you have to write him something, you have to have some sort of proof for it. Mashaykhim, we know Chazal, when it comes to the stocker, there's a ma'ile g'dolen stocker to give it b'tzina. So the Lashon Apostles and Daik, Ladech Drush, when you're lending, es ha'oni, himoch. When it's lending, es ami, then you have to make sure, ami, there's other people involved from ami. Right? There's other people involved, because otherwise, if it's just between you and him, he can afterwards deny it. Aber, when it comes to stocker, then it's imoch, es ha'oni imoch. That should be between you and the oni and no one else. And that's a hechret darg of stocker, that you've done it in a way that nobody knows about it. The halvar would have also have been, but Chazal Megala tells us not to, because the worried Pashad he might lie his way out of it. So it wasn't the Lashon of the Psukim, that the Havar is Amoch, is including other people. When it comes to Stocky should be Amoch, should be you and the Oni. Alright, so I want to speak a little bit about Gemara Him Sochim. It speaks about Hanani Mishob Azariah. Gemara says, Dorash Tudus Ishraimi. Maro, Hanani Mishob Azariah, Shemosu Atzim Kedush Hashem. What did they see to throw them, jump into the fire? So the Gemara said, "What's the Gemara? Nosu kavachem batzmum. They made the kavachem. Where's the kavachem from? From the tzvadim. Mad tzvadim. Then on the tzumah kedusha Hashem. What's it saying in the pasuk? Because Baruch said, 'Vol the tzvadim are going to come in. Va'olu beveischo. Tanurecho. They're going to jump into the ovens, fires. Shnarisecho. Yedo. And they're going to be all over. Nu emosai misharis mitzuris eitzal tanu. If you're talking about tanu, can be cold. But if you're talking about you got a dough waiting to go into the tanu of the Gemara." Obviously, if they're busy with the dough, then the tunnel's boiling hot. One frog jumped into the dough, while the other frog jumped into a boiling hot tunnel. No, that's already a tzadeh who's not mechuyev kiddush Hashem, jumped into fire. Onu with human beings from mitzuven al kiddush Hashem, alachas, kama v'kama, with that they jumped into the fire. Right, Hananiah, Mishael, Lazari, all three of them jumped into the fire, made the kavachom from the tzvadim. No, you've got tzadeh here, a frog, jumping into a hot tunnel, and then not mitzuven kiddush Hashem. They went and did it, so Kolshkin, we're going to do it. So Tais explains here, that I really love Fahesia, and it's a shayla of Avodah Zorah, but Fahesia, then you're going to kill yourself. So what's the Gemara? What is the shayla Bichlal? My role? What do you mean my role? If you're talking about a person who's being told to be with Avodah Zorah, but Fahesia, there's nothing to talk about. He's Mechuyev Laragatzmoy, right? So Kibbalah Veres, Chamuras, we all know, Avodah Zorah, Kilarash, Vichastomim, you're going to kill yourself. So what was this whole drosha here? Ma'aro, that they killed themselves. In whole kavchum, tzvadim, elder says, for shalocha, sorry, this is one of the given aved, chamuras, imchuyev to kill yourself. That's kushus harishonim. So the first shot, very good, that's Rabbeinu Tam shot. Rabbeinu Tam says, it wasn't really aved zora. Rabbeinu Tam, tselem sh'osan v'chanetza, alav aved zora havem. What was it? So it's called indarita, l'kvoidatzmo. It's a statue, yeah? It's not, today you have statues, they don't know what aved zora is. Most places in the world don't know what aved zora is. Still, we know what a statue is. So tov mechuyev to have a statue. So the whole thing, Be'etzem, was just in Darata, Lechovit Atzmoy, like he did in Iran, Yimachshamoy, same thing, until the Americans took it down. Or Lekach Ka'oma, Maro. Maro, the word Mechoyev too. I thought it brings a raya from Daniel here, the Losh of Lekoch, Les Anachno Polchim. Daniel is a very difficult part of Nach to learn, because it's all in the Babylonian language. Or Letzelem de Davo, Lo Niskut. Right, Tzelem of, so it's much more there that it wasn't a proper Avodah Zorah. That's what been the town's shot. Now the Rish says another pshat. You're right, Metzem is Avodah Zorah. Avada, once you force the Avodah Zorah, you can't get rid of it, you have to kill yourself. The Tosafot Maro, sorry, Shaloi Baruchu. They couldn't run away. Shari Koydem Amaisu Yichole Baruch, they knew they were after them. So they should have legged it before that. Kamosha asked Daniel, Tosafot we found. In other places, others did that. Why didn't they run away? Teretz says, they made the Kavachem from Tzadim, we want to be Mekadashim Shemaim. Right, they couldn't run away. Avada Loilam was a proper Avodah Zorah. No, Zotlari, they could run away. So why didn't they run away? If them Zotlari, this was the grace of Joshua here, Now they learned from the Tzadim. Ma'ila Gedolah, want to kill ourselves, Kiddush Hashem. We're going to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Right? So we've got two Tzurutzim here. Sorry? Oh, I hear. So that's the two pshatim here. Was it my role? They want to catch a shemayim. Really, wasn't a vayzor bichral. And the Ri says, poshut it was a matzav where they could, if they would have wanted to, they could have run away, and they didn't want to run away. Now this is b'fahesia. Now there's a few shalos here. First of all, number one is a person betzina. Tak betzina meets someone in the middle of the countryside, and he tells him to be over aldas, not a vayzor gineros. Stand be over aldas on a. Let's say Shabbos, going for a Shabbos walk in the middle of the by himself, and he meets someone. Someone says to him, "Michal Shabbos, pick this tree. I know you're a Jew. Pick the tree. Be Michal Shabbos." He says, "No, I'm not going to. So I'm going to kill you." So here we're talking about a matzav where he wants to be over al das. He wants him to be over on his das yodi, right? He wants to be over chilul Shabbos, where b'fahesia he's allowed to kill himself again. What was his betzinah? Is he allowed to kill himself, or he's not allowed to kill himself? This is a huge machlokes shoyin. They say this speaks about in Kufn on Zion. And he brings a smack and a ran in Shabbos, and he found the Rosh Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yeruchim. They all hold his mutter. At the end of the day, he doesn't want to be over al das. It's only a bit sinner, but he doesn't want to be over on his das yodi. He can kill himself because of Shem Shemayim. The din is, he's not mechuv to. Here, the din is, if he wants to, yavor v'al yahorig, right? Because we know that yehorig v'al yavor is only on Avodah Zarah, Gedereshah Chastomim. Here, it's to mechal Shabbos, right? He wants him to mechal Shabbos to show him that he's not a good Jew. So here really the din is, I'm not mechoyev to. Oh, but if he wants to, he wants to. Kaddish Hashem, betzina, he's allowed to. And then he brings that the Rambam, Kiyodor, the Rambam says, anyone who has a din of Yavo va'al yehorek, somebody who has a din that is mechoyev to be over that vera and not kill himself, and he goes and kills himself, he's chayv misim, stam chayv benachshu. There's a din of Yarek va'al yehorek, and there's a din of Yavo va'al yehorek. When it's Yarek, when he has to kill himself, it's kibbul averas. But when the din is, any other vera where you're not supposed to kill yourself, you're not allowed to kill yourself with the Rambam. So the Rambam Hechsi, the Torah before the Rambam, and the Mekhi Yosef also brought this Rambam, and he says, it's Pasha Disasa. The din Torah was, if it's sinner, it's not Ginnam al-Averas. The din is, Yavu, Kosh Baruch Hu, now in this matter, what does he want you to do? He wants you to be over this Avera. I want to kill myself, I've got no right to do it. So the Ran, the interesting thing that we find from Hanan Mishra Vazariah, now there, they did allow themselves to kill themselves, right? So the Mukha Yosef had shver like this. If there, it wasn't a proper Avodah Zarah, that would have been a time set. You also learned that would have been a time. It wasn't a proper Avodah Zarah. If it's not a real Avodah Zarah, so it's like Chilul Shabbos, right? It was just an Dayat Lechvode, it was just something else in Ganson. So if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, so the Mukha Yosef wanted to know, so why Taka did they kill themselves? So the Mukha Yosef says, he is Sod, comes like Sod, Odom Godom. And he's a chosid, and he's a Yirei Shemayim, and he wants to show the Olam. He feels that it'll be a matzav of Kiddush Hashem, Odom Godol chosid Yirei Shemayim, and Mekhi Yosef's Loshen, he's allowed to kill himself. And Meila, Hanan Shah Azar, even said, we're Mekhi to kill themselves. Rabbi Natam said, really, it was just an andarita, it was just some sort of model, whatever it was. But still, why were they allowed to kill themselves? Zot Mekhi Yosef, because of the Odom Godol, and they felt that it would give a chizuk for all the Eden generations, they were allowed to jump into the fire and kill themselves. Right, so this interesting that Mekhi Yosef is bringing Hanan Shah Azariah as a raya that really you're not allowed to. No, Odom Godol is allowed to. And I see from there that it wasn't a proper Avodah Zarah. Why they were allowed to, you have to find the Teretz. Odom Godol, if he the other is showing him, you don't need any Tirutzim. The person who wants to, any matzav, any time he wants to, Kaddish Shem Shemayim, in any matzav at all, any Avera, if he wants, Kiddush Hashem. In Kiddush Hashem, Mekhi Yosef held you're not allowed to, like the Rambam. If the din is Yavo, you have to be over on it. The din is Yorik, you have to stick to the rules. Give an Averis, you have to kill yourself. Other Averis, you mustn't kill yourself. Aber Hanan Shah Azariah on the Mekhi Yosef, there was a separate thing, bets in the room Mekhiv, because the Odom Godol the allowed to. That's the Mekhi Yosef, grace to the sod. Interesting that they bring down that there's a cash on Yosef. Yosef, Yaakov called Yosef and says to him, no, Yaakov, I need your help. So Yosef says, here I am. I needed to go and see Shlomo Achacho, your brothers. So Yosef says, yeah, I'm ready to go. And Yosef knew it was a sakon, right? He knew that the brothers were very upset with him because the brothers held that he's a roider. Yeah, cheshbonis, the wasi between Yosef and the brothers. And Yosef had nevuah in his chalom, and Yaakov saw that nevuah. And Maisa, Yaakov, for some reason, sent Yosef. Shtei losh in the medrash, I saw this medrash inside, never knew about this medrash. That when every time Yaakov remembered those words, vayomele hineini, listen to the word of the medrash. All the way through the next 22 years. Omeyov mischatchim. What we call his insides were literally tearing apart. Yaakov had a taina. What was his taina? Yudeo Yisrael. Right, he's talking to himself now, in the next 22 years. You know your brothers hate you. Right? It's a sakona. Yaakov felt that he himself didn't have the greatest sakona here. But Yosef knew, jolly well knew, the brothers were being merachik him, and the brothers pushing him away, and there was a shayla of sakona. And Yaakov, you know, the shtikla taina inside, Meyav Mitzchatchin, was so upset that Yosef said the words in Eni. You know, it's a matzah of sakona. If it's a matzah of sakona, why did you go? That was Yaakov's taina inside against Yosef all those years. It's not the Prima Godim in Prima Godim says, Pshat, what's Takshan Yosef? If he knew it was a Mokhim Sakona, what right did he have to go? If it's a Sakona, he got no right to go. Zogdel, Pilis, Nemukhi Yosef. All them God feels that there's a Riffian in a certain area in Mitzvahs. Yosef felt there was a Riffian in Kibbud Avia, and therefore he wanted to be Mekadosh Hashem in Kibbud Av. Why was he allowed to use up the Prima Godim like this Nemukhi Yosef? Because Yosef, we know, was Otten Godim. The Chosid, the Yishamam, yeah, the grace of Yosef Tzaddik, as an 18-year-old in Mitzrayim, plowed his way through. That showed clearly how Yosef really was. So Yosef was allowed to say, Hineni. Even so Yaakov was male of Mitzchatchen, yeah, Yaakov was Mishumdik upset. Why did he say Hineni? You knew the brothers upset with you. Yosef felt he wants to make a chizun in Kibbudav, and he's going to be misakin himself, put himself in Sakona, to push to be Kibbudav. That was the head of Yosef, others wouldn't be allowed to. As if Shnei Prima Godim. Yeah, but that's good. They've got Tirutzim. He wants to move on to another place, not a Shlech Mitzvah. So Yosef should have taken all of that into account. If they're not there, I'm going to have to move on somewhere else. It's a simple. Yeah. Okay. But in the point of Hineni, you have to think ahead. Chochm in a version. If he's not going to be there, so it's really not a Shlichus anymore. And then what? Or Yosef, the minute he saw they weren't there, why didn't he just come straight home? Told him he has my Shlichus, right? So Tilly, I've got a Tochum. The minute the brothers are not there, Yosef should have turned around and gone back home. Because once he leaves here, he's got no Avtocha anymore. Now he's putting himself Sakona without that Avtocha. And Yosef kept going. Doson, he's going to Doson. And Rashi says he was meramzed him. Doson, Neilchol, we're going away from the Achva. He's already being meramzed him. The brothers, Doson and Loshanov, Rashi says they're looking for tricks against you. And he's being meramzed to Yosef, Sakona. And Yosef's still going. And he's got no more shlichos and he's still going. What heter did Yosef have to go? So up there, the Prima Godim, because he was an Adam Godim. Chosid, Yerushamayim, he felt he wanted to make a chizel and kibbutz. That was his whole heter to go. Now, the Shlos Yaakov has a shayla, Mordechai shayla. There was a town where there were goes against them. Gzeira, the Eden did, I don't know what wrong. They're going to, it looks like the goyim were getting heated up. And it looks like Gzeira was about to come out on the Eden to Lehorig. Now, there were people there who had the shtickle protection. They could slip out of the town. They could get away with it. Not everyone could run away, but there were people. Gzeira hadn't yet come out. It was on its way to come out. There were people a little bit higher up, and they had deals they could get out of the town. What should they do? Should they run away? Should they not run away? Are they allowed to run away? Or not? What's a shayla? On the one hand, a person is al tishma tzibu, and a tzibu and a is tzah, should stick with them. On the other hand, what do you mean? They can run away? Why are you killing yourself? You can get away with this. It's going to be a kiddush Hashem that they're killing the Eden, because all these propaganda is always kiddush Hashem, right? Kiyadua, anyone who's nifta, who was killed in Auschwitz and all these places, possibly all killed the kiddush Hashem. Right? The Zeh Shah, what did they write there on top of the gas chambers? Zeh Shah, they wrote there. And the Eden Taka went in as a Shah. Shah to Gad Eden. Was possibly killing Eden and killing Hashem. No, so these few Eden have taxi, they can slip out of the town. Should they slip out, should they not? Chatchila, he says, what did Tosfos say? What was the time of Maro? They could have run away. Afa Pika, they didn't run away. Why? Because they wanted to be killing Hashem. No. So we see from Chanam Shav Azariah, even if a person can run away, you go with the second tariff of Tosfos, even if he can run away, you're not mechuyav to run away. So the Chatchila says, no. Faket, you've got the tzibur together being Kadosh Hashem. They shouldn't run away. Then he says, nay, Be'emes, if they want to run away, they can run away. Why? Because all Kav HaChomer is up to the Shver Kav HaChomer. Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Tzvardin that they have to all go into the houses and they have to run around. Some have to go into the Tanurim, some have to go into the bed, some have to go into the doze, some have to go up, down the mouths, wherever it is. They have to go around the whole Mitzrayim. So the tzivui for the Tzvardin also to jump into fires. Now once the tzivui to jump in a fire, so what Bichlal did Chanam and Shav Azari, what did they see from the whole Tzfadim? They were mechuyev to jump in the fire. We're not mechuyev, we can run away. What did they see from this Kav HaChomer? So in the Veld, this Mevusta Kasha, Agav, the Ulma Farshim, say that every Tzfadim could have said, one minute, there's 10 jobs here. Somebody has to jump to the fire, somebody has to jump into the dough, and then the bed. I'll choose the bed. Mechara, I'll sleep for the next half an hour. That'll be my job. I'll listen to Kosh Baruch Hu. No Tzfadim had to jump into the fire. That's the Veld's terrors. But Shosyak is very shtap with this Kasha. Obviously, somebody has to do it, so some Tzvadeah has to do it. So what sort of time and what sort of kavuchim mechala was the tzvadeh? So there was a shtikla tzivui. Elamaz shlus Yaakov. You're right. That's the tzvadeh was mechuyv to jump into the fire. So chana v'shol azaria, there must have been some sort of tzivui that they were mechuyv to jump into the fire. They were mechuyv to do it. He says that there's a lashon medrash that this chus that Yehuda said tzot komi many, and Yehuda saved how many souls when he said tzot komi many? He saved 3 souls, right? Because she was Mubaris with twins. In Zchus, that he saved those 3, which was Tomo and the twins, he was Zecha, the later generations, 3 of his Eliklach will be saved. Now it's Chananiah, Mishav, Azariah. So he learns from the Medrash that Abadli and Mitzuva to go in. The Kavchev was, if already behemoths, Tzfadim, jump into fires, Koshkenas, but Be'etzem, he wants the Shusyak, wants the Mechadish, the Mechuv to jump into the fire. The Mechuv to do it. That's what he wants to say. Now the Kavchev and Tzfadim was just, if behemoths do it, Koshken, well, we should do it. Then he ends off. So you can't learn Achanam Shal Azari Bichlal. Afa Pikein, you're not Mechuvti. If they want to be Mekadosh Hashem, you're allowed to be Mekadosh Hashem. Chidosh, that means. But to make a dinosh Shal Yaakov, a person got opportunity to run away. He wants to. If he wants to, he's allowed to. He's allowed to run away, can run away. Achanam Shal Azari, that separate reasons why they didn't run away. But they were learning at Tzfadim, it wasn't Mamshet Tzivoy, it was a Shtikul at Tzivoy. There was a Nevoah that somebody's going to be saved. So they had a Shtikul at Tzivoy to jump to the fire. Oh, but a normal person not Mechuvti. Doctor, he ends off. If he wants, he's allowed to. Chedosh. He wants to jump in. He wants to catch Hashem. He's allowed to. Of them come the Prichodosh, and he's Shumay for not. You're not allowed to. Chas v'shalom. Person who's not, who can run away, he can save his life. Chayecha koydmin. The person's chayim is mechuyev to look after himself. Shmatim ulin nafshu seichem. He's got no right whatsoever. Right? Prichodosh said, you're not allowed to. Ay chananu shov azaria. He doesn't like his tarots. Chanan Shav Azariah, he uses the Nebuka Yosef. Chanan Shav Azariah bets and they could have run away. And they weren't mechuyev to jump to the fire like we all learn Kipshutu. They weren't mechuyev to jump to the fire. They could have run away. Why tackle didn't they run away? Because they want to be Kadshin Shemayim. Ah, you're not allowed to be Kadshin Shemayim. Fret the Prichodosh. So Prichodosh said, Nebuka Yosef, Chananiah, Shav Azariah, they were Gedolim Natera, Yirei Shemayim, Chassidim, right? They were great in Yiddishkeit. They felt that not to be Kadshin Shemayim, so they were allowed to. Right? So let's just make a summary here. I mean, we have a shaila here. Is a person allowed to, a person who can run away, is he allowed to kill himself or not? That's one shaila. Another shaila is, that's Fasya. What's the din? Bitsina. So first we said this. Bitsina is a huge machlokes shenim. Bitsina, a person's goy tells to Eval Das, men who shenim hold, that what? You're allowed to. Kal shenim shuman. Mukha Yosef said, the Rambam said, you're not allowed to, most definitely not allowed to. Mukha Yosef made an exception for that Adam God. That's Bitsina. Here we've got another shaila. That's in the Fahesia. Fahesia, it's Kiddush Hashem Fahesia. On the other hand, you've got a chance to slip away. To run away, what's the din? Am I allowed to run away? Should I run away or not? Shvus Yaakov held, you're not mechuyev to. If you want to run away, you can. If you don't want to, you're allowed to be kachin shemayim. Prichodosh holds definitely not. Bragi can run away, could be fahesia, but if you've got opportunity of running away, mechuyev to run away, look after yourself, save your life. Yeah, but that's not, Fahasiyah means that other people are going to learn from it. Sinner, no one's going to learn from it. That doesn't have that Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, there could be, but the Darug of Kiddush Hashem that we're discussing here, that you would be allowed to kill yourself, has to be a Kiddush Hashem, what we call Hashem in Fahasiyah. Right? So, but Sinner, the Kiddush Hashem, be allowed to or not. Even Fahasiyah, if you can run away and you don't run away, which, because Shoto, that was how Tosis learned this Sugya, right? They could have run away, had the opportunity of running away, and they didn't run away. Shos Yaakov holds, you can't learn from them. So we've got 2 reasons why not to learn Achanan Shal Azariah. All because he says they had a shtikla tzivui to jump into the fire, like the Tzfadim had a tzivui. The other reason we said you can't learn Achanan Shal Azariah, even if they didn't have a tzivui, but they were like the Mukha Yosef Gedolim HaTorah. So they're out. Right? There's no raya from Achanan Shal Azariah. 2 reasons why no raya from them, right? All because they had a tzivui, or because they were like the Mukha Yosef says they were Gedolim HaTorah. Now, a regular person, we've got a chance to run away. What's his din? It's Fahesia, but you can slip away. Shvus Yaakov held not Mechuv to, if he wants to, Ah, Kiddush Hashem, you can stay with everyone, Kadshin Shemayim. Prichol Shal Zmamsh, also if you've got a chance of getting away, you can get away. Now, it's an interesting thing, because Kiyodua Al-Tifrish, and that's all those times, they were Gedolim, they were Gerebe, those others who, in time of the war, they were collecting just before the war broke out, and they knew already the Sakon was coming, and the Hasidim tried to even stop him to stay, I think it was that time, right, Shal, wherever he was, and he said, anyone who tries to, that they'll take away his passport, whatever it is, he says that they'll be tearing their hairs out. Because nobody should take away my passport. Some say, Nusach, he gave away his coat. He says, I don't need my coat anymore. Nice, furry coat. We're going to be running over the mountains. This coat won't help me anymore. You can have the coat. I'm heading back to Europe. Right? He felt the Tifshin Matzibo. You're part of a tzibur. If they're going to be catching Shemaim, I want to be with them. Shlosi Yaakov held like that. This was better than before the Sakana. He wasn't sure what the Sakana was going to be, but that's what he held. He wanted to be back with his tzibur in Europe. And he gave away, I think he even gave away his watch. He said he gave things away. Why should the Germans have another watch? Somebody should have the watch, somebody should have the coats. I'm going back to Europe. That's what he said. And Taka went back, and that was in Europe, right? So Shlosi Yaakov holds, person wants to catch in Shemaim, he's allowed to. Pricholosh holds, it's Mamsh also. Once the Kohen is already there, the person can save himself, and Mechuv to save himself. That's Befahesia, and a Matzav, where you can slip away, and he doesn't slip away. So Betzina is more Mechleis to Shenim. Another Mechleis to say is a person who can't slip away, and he doesn't. Is he allowed to, or is he not allowed to? Chanan Shal Azariah is no Rabbi. All because that was a Tzivui, or because they were Gedolim HaTorah, that was Nemuka Yosef, which Prima Godin used for Yosef HaTzadik. Adam Godin, he's allowed to Taka do it, because everyone's going to learn from him, he's allowed to Mekadosh Shemaim. Right, that's the two shahs come out of here. Oh. In the Motor Gazach, I saw in this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says that when it comes to Venoki Vitzadik al Tarug, Kiloy Atzik Rosha. Now, if we read it without Rashi, Venoki Vitzadik al Tarug, Noki, person is clean, and he's a Tzadik al Tarug, don't kill him. Why? You know why not? Kiloy Atzik Rosha, because if he's a Rosha, I'll look after him. I'll already sort him out, Kosh Baruch Hu says. So it doesn't really read. If Noki Vitzadik al Tarug, make sure not to kill a Tzadik. You know why not? Because if you don't kill him, I'll sort him out and I'll kill him. I don't understand. Noki Vitzadik, you don't want to kill him because Noki Vitzadik. So what's Kosh Baruch Hu saying? You know why? Don't worry, Kiloy Atzik Rosha, I'll sort him out. He's a Rosha, I'll kill him. If he's a Noki Vitzadik, then he's not, obviously not a Rosha. If he's a Rosha, so what's he saying? The Dayan doesn't want to kill him because he's Noki Vitzadik. And Kosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it, I'll sort him out. He's a Rosha and I'll kill him. What is going on is that unfortunately, the Mojik Peshat, the Gemara of the Sanhedrin, that if all of the Sanhedrin, I've got 23 Sanhedrin, and Ruvin killed Shimon, that's the Din Torah, and all Dayanim are saying, yeah, Ruvin killed Shimon, right? You've got 22 saying, Ruvin killed Shimon. Now we're up to the Dayan number 23. If Dayan 23 says that he also killed, and he's Chayev, everyone says Chayev, the Din is Zakai, finished, it goes out. It can't be that no one from Elam is Chosunim, Kenish Zayim. And then it's Gemara Sanhedrin, if all 23 say. So now we're standing here, 22 Dayanim all said, Ruvin killed Shimon, it's partially killed Shimon. Now number 23 is sitting here, thinking things like this. If I also say Ruvin killed Shimon, then what's going to happen? It's going to get Zakai finished. And I'm number 23. We've all said Chayev. Off he goes. He goes free. But he's a Ritzach. We can't have him on the street. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say he's a Tzadik. Oh, and now we've already got Din Torah. He says he's a Tzadik. 22 say Rosha. No, Roiv. 22 against 1. Roiv. It's Chayev Misa. So the apostle, Venoki Vitzadik Al Tarog. Don't think that you can come along and say, hey, he's a Noki Vitzadik. You know why? You're doing it. You're doing it. Because you want him to be killed. Kosh Baruch says, don't worry about it. You say he's a Rosha. And now the dinner's going to be, he's going to get away with it. Kiloy Atzdik Rosha. You don't need to call him a tzaddik. You don't need to sort things out. You have to say the emes. I hear with the emes, it comes all 23 of said chayev. And he gets away with it. I can't have that. Kosh Baruch says, I'll tag you. Don't worry about it. Kiloy Atzdik Rosha. If he's Taka Rosha, I'll sort him out. Right? So we're talking about Rosha. So Murray Dick, and the Medam list of a couple of different places. Moshe, the Chankanyasku is Medak, Be'ein Melit Tzioshe, Mol Magid Pesha. Be'ein Melit Tzioshe. Right, Kosh Baruch was looking around, Malachim, asking them, no, anyone's got anything to say about Klal Yisrael, about the din on Klal Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah now. Be'ein Melit Tzioshe, goes to the office of Rom, now, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Imois, everyone said, Be'ein Melit Tzioshe. Mol Magid Pesha, there's a Pesha here on Klal Yisrael, no one's got any schos in Asbichlal. So what's the next thing we ask for? Kosh Baruch Hu still do mishpat with us, help us out. Everyone said Yechayev, all Malachim, Srofim, Mifanim, Chasa Kodesh, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all their Mois, everyone said Yechayev. What in the world do you want here? Zarab Chan Kinyevsky, that's what we're saying. If it's a matzav that Mol Magid Pesha, Ein Melit Tzioshe, there's absolutely no one, right? There's no one. Not Malachim, not the Ovis, not Imois. No one has any schos. So what's now the din? Our din in Sanhedrin is the way all Zakai. The din is you go scot free. So that's what I'm asking Kosh Baruch Hu. If it's Ein Melit Tzioshe, if no one can have a way out for us, then use the mishpat. Which mishpat? Unzer mishpat. Unzer Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, if everyone says chayv, then we zaka. That's his pshat. And with that, they say that a yid who kills, right? So he goes out. When do you go to Golos? When do you leave Golos? When the Kohen Gadol is nifta. Why was a person is nigma? Do you know? And there's no Kohen Gadol. He's stuck with loylam. What happens if he's already killed? There's a Kohen Gadol. Now the Kohen Gadol died, and Shlep Zichron took a few hours for his din Torah. In those few hours, the Kohen died, a new one was come up. So he's now yotzim sos shoshen. So Gemara says, Holy spell, he should have davened. Now, the Shai's wondering, what should he have davened on? He became a Kohen Gadol, and this fellow is long killed. What should he daven for? Kosh Baruch Hu should daven that they shouldn't see that he killed someone. He's killed someone. What should the second Kohen Gadol daven for? That is a tie on him. Why didn't you daven for him? That now the din is Rotzeach is only going to leave when you die. So the Mefarshim say, Mordechai, he should have davened that every single Dayan should see the Emes. That is Taka Rotzeach. And everyone should say, Chayev, Chayev, Chayev. Until 23, everyone shouts Chayev. And what's the din? And he goes, Zachai. So the title of the Kohen Gadol, you could have davened that Rotzeach, that what? He's Taka Rotzeach. But davened that everyone should see that Mitzvah Shel Torah. If everyone sees that Mitzvah Shel Torah, that he's a Rosha, and he killed, then he'll get Zachai, and he won't be sitting on your head for the next however many years in Ari Miklot. Yeah, the Mordechai is actually by Reuven. Reuven said, I want to save Yosef, right? So the pasuk is made on Reuven. Al tishbul davin, the man hits a loisoy melvin. It has to be made on Reuven, the man hits a loisoy. What's he saying? So he's saying, Pashat talking about Farshim. Bets in Reuven now is number the last dying. All the Shvatim said, Yosef Chamisa. Right? Once everyone says, everyone's saying Chamisa. Now, Reuven now comes and says, no, really, Yosef's not Chamisa. Nah, he's not really Chamisa. He's not so bad after all. We can punish him a different way. What's Reuven doing? He's made it worse for Yosef. Because if everyone says Chaya, then Yosef, the din of Yosef is going to be Zakai. By Reuven saying he's a Zakai, oh, so now we've got a din Torah. He's saying Zakai, the other brother's saying Chayev. So we've got a Reuven, right? Binyam's at home. We've been down about Yosef. We've got 10 brothers here. One says Chayev, nine says Zakai is Chayev. Nine say Chayev, one says Zakai is Chayev. So Reuven made it worse by saying he's a Zakai. Because you're the last person now. If you say Chayev, it'll be Zakai. If you say, nah, he's a good man, then we're going to make a mishpah out of it. So Reuven, better made it much worse for Yosef. So the Torah and made on him that he did in the man had to lose. So Reuven did it, pushed to save him. Yeah, there's another Mordechai Gezach. There's a dialogue between Kosh Baruch and Yitzchak. And Yitzchak times the Kosh Baruch Hu, Yuchan Rosha, Ba'al Loma Tzedek. Yuchan Rosha means Yitzchak's being melam tzchus for Esav, Esav Rosha. He's being melam tzchus on Esav to Kosh Baruch Hu. So Kosh Baruch Hu says to him, name Kosh Baruch Hu says back, he was Machir of the Beis Hamikdash, and he caused all the tzoros for Klal Yisrael. No, so Yitzchak still says, Yitzchak says to Kosh Baruch Hu, he says to Lashon, he says to Kosh Baruch Hu, says to him, Ba'al Lama Tzedek. So Yitzchak's time. If Ba'al Lama Tzedek, if there's no way out on Esav, and there's only Chayv on all sides, then he goes, Zakai. That's Yitzchak's time to Esav. You're right, he's a Mshundik Rosh. He's a Rosh all the way. There's no Tzedek, there's no way of being, no way of finding any Tzchus in the Klal. It's not that, Ein Meili Tzvishu. That was Yitzchak's time. If there's no Yosha, and there's no Limit Tzchus whatsoever, then you have to let Esav go Tzchak free, Kosh Baruch Hu says. What's Kosh Baruch Hu say back to Yitzchak? That's down here in Din Odom. Because you did Tzad Klai, so Mechel the Bias, I'm going to take him back up there. And in the Torah and Shemaim, it works differently. Right? In Shemaim, we don't work like that. And one more, another Knesset say the same thing. She'eloshim v'yareini Yeshua, a Malach Hashem, talking about the Sultan, Omid Al Yemino. Omid Al Yemino, we all know, Yemino is always the ones who Melam Tzchus, and the Smoil is Melam Tchoiva. What's the Sultan doing on the Yemin? Why is he on the Yemin? The Sultan, he hates us. The Sultan, his job is to push us down. He should be on the left. You know, the territory, the Sultan waited and waited, and everyone's been Melam Tchoiv and Klal Yisrael. Now the Sultan realizes, if he stays on that left, then they'll go Zakai. So the Sultan runs over to the Yemin. No, Kosh Baruch Hu's not really their fault. Nah, Shtekel Oitzim, we'll find the territory for them. He's run over to the Yemin. Because if he stays on that smile, everyone's on the smile, they'll go Zakai. So Sultan runs to the Yemin, Kosh Baruch Hu, nah, it's not really their fault. Oh, you're saying, Sultan's saying it's Zakai. But we've got a Rav Chayev, they're going to be Chayev. That's Sultan, he knows where to stand. Thank you.